Welcome back to another Father-Son Podcast. We're just sitting down in this room, knocking them out. We just did the Happy Birthday Mom special. That's the one that's going to air tomorrow on her birthday. And now we're going to talk about something that happened the other day around the house. This knucklehead sitting across from me here broke the door. Can you tell me about the breaking of the door, Forrest?
I was goofing.
What were you goofing? What were you doing?
Throwing the football to myself.
You throwing a football at yourself, or were you just pretending to throw the football at yourself?
I was lightly tossing it to myself.
Okay.
And then, for some reason, I decided to hit the door, and I put a hole in it, like an idiot. And then I had to text my parents and face myself, and yeah, it was not good.
I tried to do this podcast with you twice already, right?
Yeah. It scares me. The thought of this podcast just makes me feel so, it's like, I'm like, oh boy.
Yeah, you were very emotional the day you did it, and you were also very emotional the next time I tried to get you to do the podcast. Yeah. So anyways, you texted me and you said you broke the back door.
Yeah.
Right? So I imagined that the door to the shed was sitting there broken because you were playing basketball. So then when you said it was not the back door, but the door... I forgot what you said. To the back room. I thought you meant the door into the house. So then I was trying to imagine how you broke the door coming into the house. I figured,
that's thick. And I know. It's hard.
It's really hard and it's really, really thick. So I thought that maybe you broke the door jamb, like the part where the door opens and closes.
Yeah.
Like you cracked that. And then you said, no, the door to the piano room.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ugh. But in my head I was thinking, well, at least we can just take that door off, and that room doesn't even need a door.
Yeah.
And then Mom asked you to send a picture of it, I'm pretty sure. So you took a picture of it, and there's this little tiny hole.
It wasn't a tiny hole. When you actually see it when you go, it's like about the size of like a, I don't know, one of those kiddie balls, almost like a
dodgeball. Yeah. I'm gonna try and post the picture of it. Because it's on my phone, right, in the thing of the podcast. So if you're looking at this on YouTube, you can just look and see the hole in the door. Anyways, he sent this picture of the door, and it was little. It didn't barely even look like it was broke. So I was like, oh, whew, that one's not so bad. But then I was like, oh, I should probably pretend I'm mad, but I really didn't do that. And Forrest felt pretty awful about it.
Yeah.
And would you say... Mom asked you if you're okay, and you said what?
If you pause this, I could probably go get my phone and read the text. Or you have your phone.
I have my phone right here. I can probably read it.
Well, basically what I was saying is that my self-esteem and my ego was messed up. And Mom was like, what does that have to do with self-esteem and ego? Well, the thing was, why would you break the door? I mean, that's just so stupid, right? When you think about it, how do you break, like, this plywood door just goofing? And then, like, the self-esteem part, it just puts you down. I mean, it makes you feel so stupid and dumb and clumsy. And then with the ego part, it's just, like, for that moment, it breaks you down so much. And it's, like, it doesn't make you humble, but it definitely breaks down whatever ego you have. Because everybody has a certain amount of ego. You can't be completely humble because that little part of ego is just there to keep you in check and not make you a basket case.
All right, so I called up on my phone, and here's what happened. At Monday, August 20th, 2018, at 4 p.m., which is right about when I get out of work, Forrest texted, I just broke the door. Crying emote, crying emote, crying emote, crying emote, crying emote, sweating emote. The back, dwee, because it's D-O-O-E. And then he added an R. And I wrote back and responded immediately, what door? Door to the house or door to the shed? And then Mom said, which part broke? Forrest said, piano room door, the wood cracked open. Mom, take a picture. Me, what happened? Forrest sends the picture, which the door does not look too broke. Forrest, I elbowed the door while I was playing around. Everything besides my self-esteem and ego is... Oh!
It's supposed to be okay. O-L.
And then he added a K. What does this have to do with self-esteem and ego? And then Forrest, me feeling like the biggest idiot in the world. And that's the end of the conversation. It was a group text between myself, Karis, and him.
And at that point, the crying emotes and the sweating emote, there's really no other way to convey that. So I figured I would use an emoji in a deeper way to convey that I was crying and I was nervous and I was just sad. So I really, it was not fun. I was crying at that point, took off my glasses. We did this 3 days ago, I'd be crying right now. Yeah, I'm like just speechless. It's like I was crying, my glasses were off, I was trying to text you, and it felt terrible because I just broke the door to the house that we paid good money for to live in a good neighborhood, and it kind of tore me apart, and I just was sad and angry at myself for being stupid.
So I came home, and I saw you pretty much hiding your face on the couch when I walked in with a pillow. What was going through your mind?
I was just like, oh boy, Dad's home. I figured you'd be angry, but I guess you weren't from what you just said. And you just told me that, based off of what you just said, I guess that explains why you weren't mad. And then you just came home and you told me that I shouldn't be. You asked me what lesson did I learn, and you just gave me a hug and let me off pretty much. And then you got ready to go to the gym.
Yeah. You didn't go though, did you?
No.
Yeah, you just stayed home. I just went to the gym.
At that point, you know that I was not, you know that I was sad because on TV it was like a show about baseball and I don't even like baseball.
I just thought you turned the TV on real quick when I came in so you could like hide out.
No.
Why did you text us as soon as it happened?
Well, I had to find my phone first. It wasn't exactly when it happened, but why would I don't know. At that point, I guess I was like, I might as well text them now. Because, then they know, and they know what happened. And they can fix it if they need to.
Was there any time that you consider hiding it?
No.
No?
I was just so caught up in it. I was like, well, I better text them. Tell them what happened. And just face it.
You don't even think that it would be normal to hide it, do
you? It might be for somebody else, it'd be a normal reaction. For me, I think 9 times out of 10, I would just be caught up with so much of it, I'd just text you.
So what?
Plus, that's something you need to know.
Right.
And at 12 years old, you need to start being responsible like that.
I like that answer. Why do you think you're such an honest kid?
I think it's just the way, it's better to be honest than to lie because it just makes you feel better too when you tell the truth. To lie is just, I don't know, it makes you feel weak. I think it would make you feel weak and it just, all right. Plus I think it's responsible not to lie, especially about stuff like that. So you're helping your parents, too, at that point.
So what was your punishment for breaking the door?
I had to draw a really good picture that took me time, not just like scribbles. And I had to cover it up. Cover the door up with the picture.
Sounds like a pretty easy punishment.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't just do it in 10 minutes.
So I want to relate to you a couple of stories. First of all, when I was probably 14, maybe even 15, I had my friends over, and we were arguing, and he had his skates on in my house, and he kicked a hole in my door, one of my friends. Actually, he's not really much of a friend, but at the time, I really didn't know the differences between friends and acquaintances, and, you know, but anyways, he kicked a hole in the door while we were arguing, and I finally got him out of the house, and then I covered it up, because I made artwork at school, so I just hung the artwork over the door, over the part that was broke. I don't know how long it took me to get caught. I didn't get caught right away, but I did get caught. One other time, I was wrestling on my bed, which was right next to the wall, with some of my friends. These were actually really my friends this time, though. And I accidentally put someone through my wall. So there was a big hole in my wall. And I also covered that up with a
artwork.
With artwork. Actually, probably the same artwork that I put over the door, if I think of them right. Because I made this big tapestry, like a hanging thing in art class that looked terrible. It was like the ugliest thing ever, but I kept hanging it up every time it broke something. And I covered it up, and Uncle Brian came over, and we ended up patching the wall. And I'm pretty sure we got away with that one. I don't think I ever got caught for that. Because we were able to repair the wall at that point. We patched the wall and we repainted the whole wall. It probably looked a lot different than the other walls in the room, going back and thinking about it. Because we covered it up, but we only painted that panel of the wall. We didn't paint the whole room. Because, you know, it's hard to paint that. Because you have to slide the bed away from the wall and let it dry. And then slide the bed back before anyone gets home. So it was interesting. I can't remember if I got caught for that or not.
Didn't you break porcelain tiles at one point?
Yeah, me and Dr. Kroll were karate chopping them down in the basement. And instead of like picking them up and throwing them out, we just swept them behind the speaker like no one would ever see. For two pretty smart people, it was pretty dumb. And we cut our hands up. And those tiles were like $14 a piece, and we broke a bunch of them. And that wasn't too smart either. At least I was old enough to pay for those. I was probably like 17, 18, 19 when I did that. But I also talked to a couple of my friends between the time that you did it and now. And they have very similar stories. They've also broke their doors and tried to cover it up. And they did it to varying levels of success. Some got away with it, some didn't. And for you to not even think about trying to cover it up says a lot about the honesty of you. And I think it's a very, very positive characteristic that you have.
Yeah.
And I would like you to keep that. And you got us both on the perfect day, too, me and Mom. We're both feeling a little bit of extra love for you that day. You got really, really lucky on the day that you did it as well. And it all worked out for you pretty good. When I thought it was broken, I was going to come home and either make you pay for the door or as much of it as you could afford and or help me put up the new door. But when I came back and I saw it was just a little tiny hole, it was not that big of a deal. Could probably fill it in with wood putty and you never know. But you can probably take wood putty and pull it in and just putty over the top of it and you wouldn't be able to tell the difference because that door is so porous. It would go right into the pores and it would kind of look like a stain on the door. But the door's got other stains on it, so it would probably look okay. But that being said,
I don't even have wood putty.
No, you just have to go to the store and buy it. I'm saying we could probably fix the door so it looks kind of close to new. But I like the character on the door and I like that artwork there. And it's a constant reminder of you not to goof around in the house. Because I've told you a million, million times not to jump on the furniture. Not to run around the house like a maniac. All the other crazy stuff you do with your super crazy imagination that you have. All right? All that's great stuff. And your imagination is a great thing. And I'm not trying to kill your creativity. I'm just trying to maintain this house. Because when you sit an arm in a chair, like when you jump on it, one of these times is going to break off. And then you're going to have to call and tell me, oh, I broke the arm and the chair off, Dad. You know, you're not going to want to do that. I guarantee you. So if you can jump on the chair, make sure you jump on the dog's green chair. All right, don't jump on the nice chair. Same thing with the couch when you jump against the couch. When you jump against the couch, it hits the wall. When it hits the wall, it has a chance of going through the wall. If you put the couch through the wall, it's not going to be as nice of a day as when you put a hole in the door. Okay? Or if you break my TV. I won't be happy with that either.
Or break the remote. I found the remote today,
though. I saw that. You did great.
It was in the couch, so I was actually looking for the Wii U. Mm-hmm. And when I pulled the charger, it opened up the couch Velcro.
So as long as we're talking about horrible stories and Tripper's sitting there next to me, the day that we bought Tripper, he ate the TV remote, and I wanted to give him back. And Mom wouldn't let me. He used to like to chew stuff, but he ate the whole TV remote. What a jerk. It's been 13 years. I still haven't forgiven him.
What a day in the bathroom that must have been.
Yeah. Whatever. I hope it hurt his butt. Jeez. Ate the whole remote, dude.
The whole remote?
Yeah, the whole thing was just pieces.
He probably ate, like, circuits and stuff.
Yeah.
And plastic.
He's stupid.
I don't know.
He's not a very bright dog. I have to say this. He may be the most good-natured dog we ever had, but he is the dumbest dog I've ever had. He is so dumb. But I love him, even though he's dumb. Who's a dumb boy? You're the dumbest boy ever. Yes, you are. Oh, look at you. So happy I'm calling you dumb. Oh, you're so dumb.
Sometimes he actually does, like, keep snuggling on you when you say that.
Yeah, he likes it. It's just the tone of his voice. Isn't that what I'm saying? People that say dogs are smart, all he knows is food. If I say food, he knows that. Look at him. He's like, food?
Or outside.
Yeah, he knows outside, too. Oh, man. All right, dude. I just wanted to have you on here, and I kind of want people to understand what a good kid you are, man. So, like, stories like this, I like to put out there. It's a really good story because it really shows the kind of person you are and the way that you think. Just like when you did a ropes course, I was really, really proud of you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was amazed that you could get through the whole thing. And I was very proud of your tenacity and courage, right? Because there's times where I've doubted your tenacity and courage, to be honest with you. That time that you cried in the locker room at Fredonia, remember that? And you didn't want to go back out? I really questioned your tenacity at times.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because we've always said it doesn't matter whether you win or lose. I don't care how you perform. If you sign up for something, you're in it for the long haul and you got to finish it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I believe that 100%. That's the only time in my entire life that you didn't come through. And you ended up coming back out of the locker room and you finished because Mom talked with you.
Mm-hmm.
But so I ended up being proud of you anyways. Yeah. But I don't care, like, the result of your effort, but I want to see you always put in effort. And if you put yourself into doing something, put yourself into it all the way. Make sure you're going to be, if you're doing a tournament, make sure you're there to win. If you're going to play chess, don't just go there to have fun. Go there to win, all right? And if you lose, who cares, right? You're going to lose. Dude, I go to the gym every day. There's not too many days I come home where I won, right? You're going to lose. If you're the best in the world, then you're going to win every time, probably, at certain things. But even if you're best in the world, you're going to lose sometimes, right?
Mm-hmm.
The goal is to go out to compete and to grow, or to go out and do your invention convention and grow, right? And athletically, you're still learning that, but school-wise and life-wise, you've learned that lesson now. And I'm proud of you. All right, I just want to say that. And this is another step in that, like facing your fears. Face your fears on the rope course, and you face your fears when you hurt the door.
I hurt the door.
I don't know why I said hurt, but when you broke the door, right? And the first thing you thought to do was to text us. So, dude, your honesty is superb, and I want you to stay like that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you ever have a problem and you're honest about it, like we always say, I'm probably not going to be that mad with you. I might be mad with you, depending on what happens, but I'm probably not going to be as... I guarantee you I will not be as mad as I will if you're lying, right? So if you ever have a day where you need something, call me, and we'll make sure we take care of it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, man, I love you, dude. I'm really, really proud of you. I wanted to do this podcast right after you did it so I could make you feel a little bit better about yourself, because What you did is an amazing thing for your age group. Okay? You took personal responsibility for yourself. And I'm proud of you for that. Mm-hmm. All right? I love you, dude. Today I'm always proud to call you son, but today I'm proud on this podcast to talk about you and call you my son. All right? Because somehow I had something to do with this. Maybe it's by saying such a poor example, they see what not to do and you did the right thing. Or maybe you just see mom do the right thing, so you know to do it too. All right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, dude, I love you, man. Let's get out of here.
All right.
It's my bedtime. I got a fight coming up. I got to go punch people in the faces.
Yeah.
All right. I love you, man.
Love you too.
Happy birthday. Oh, wait. We already passed mom's birthday. Sorry, mom. This is going to be the day after your birthday, so happy post-birthday day. Forrest looking at me like I'm crazy. All right, we're out of here.